Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune into the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, April 7th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Labor Department says new applications for unemployment benefits fell to 166,000 last week. That's the lowest level since 1968, and an indication of the current tight labor market. Employers are holding on to workers as they struggle to fill open positions. At the same time, the labor participation rate is rising. Economists say the strong labor market has drawn in some workers who've been waiting for the right offer to come along or for pandemic-related conditions to improve. Walmart is raising wages for in-house truck drivers as part of its efforts to keep its supply chain running smoothly. The company is raising starting salaries for its truck drivers to between $95,000 and $110,000 a year, up from $87,000. The move comes as the trucking industry continues to grapple with challenges in recruiting new drivers. And the Senate voted 100-0 to strip Russia of its most favored nation trade status to punish Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. Another bill that bans Russian oil imports also passed the Senate unanimously. The package of legislation, which the House cleared several weeks ago, would result in higher tariff rates on some imports from both Russia and Belarus, which has been closely aligned with Russia during the war. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.